You may have noticed an influx of new cookie stores popping up all over Utah. And these aren't just any cookie stores. They're serving up giant 6-ounce cookies that are the size of your hand and delivering them warm straight to your door. KUER's Lee Hale had to investigate.
On a rainy Wednesday afternoon, right across from Salt Lake's Temple Square, Mirella Cardoza is debating what kind of cookie she wants.
Peanut butter.
Do you guys understand what we're saying?
I don't, but I know peanut butter. I can pick that out.
Oreo.
As you can tell, Cardoza is speaking Portuguese. She's originally from Brazil, and so are her two coworkers. They all work at Goldman Sachs down the street, and they're visiting the new Crumble store inside the Deseret Book at City Creek. And they're grabbing a box of 4 giant cookies.
So you guys bring it back for a meeting?
No, we're going to eat it right now. Especially because it's rainy.
This new Crumble store is the latest addition in a cookie boom that has hit Salt Lake in force. From where I stand here at City Creek, it's an 8-minute drive to 2 other cookie stores, Goodly and Chip, and only 15 minutes to another Crumble. There are now 23 of these late-night home delivery cookie shops across the state. And this uniquely Utah concept is poised to cross the country. But how did we get here? Well, let's go back to 2016. Sean Wilson was trying to cater to his wife Sarah's late night cravings.
Yeah, she was pregnant and was having these late night cravings.
One of those cravings was for a chocolate chip cookie. Crispy on the outside, warm and gooey in the middle. And as far as home delivery was concerned, there was nothing like that available. So Sean, a business consultant, started working on a plan. And he and Sarah started working on recipes.
So we liked the idea of having one product that was really simple. And then with that product, we wanted to make it the best possible product we could.
Here's what they came up with. A 6-ounce milk chocolate chip cookie. Next, the Wilsons needed a location. They lived in LA at the time, but they had both attended Brigham Young University. And they thought that Provo was the right place to test this. See, in Provo, you have the late-night college crowd, but you also have students who aren't at the bar on weekends, so they need a substitute, something to do. So in November of 2016, Chip opened its doors. They rented out a small kitchen in South Provo, and the delivery orders started pouring in. And to Sean's surprise, people also started showing up at the store.
All we had was what was essentially like a doctor's office, waiting room kind of environment, that surprisingly people were willing to endure until we could get a real location that was a little bit better.
A few months later, Chip opened a real brick and mortar store a few blocks from BYU, and they decided to expand to Salt Lake City and rented another kitchen. But this time, there was competition. Enter Goodly, another cookie delivery shop. They set up near Liberty Park in Salt Lake, operating out of a bakery during their typically closed evening hours. Meanwhile, this cookie hype had reached all the way up to Logan, Utah, where Sawyer Hemsley was a student at Utah State University. One of his professors suggested he should get in on the action.
They're just like, you know what? This is an amazing concept, and we don't have one up here in this valley. You should totally do it.
Hemsley teamed up with his cousin, Jason McGowan, who had started a few companies of his own, and together they launched Crumble, without an E. In the summer of 2017, they've obviously since expanded from Logan. In fact, there are currently 28 Crumble stores. By comparison, Goodly has 1, and Chip has 4. The reason Crumble is expanding so fast is they're the only ones using the franchise model, and they're showing no signs of slowing down.
Our original goal was to have 100 stores by the end of the year, and we'll have no problem hitting that goal.
That's 72 new stores over the next 7 months. They're already in 5 states outside of Utah, and they plan to continue their reach nationwide. But why is this all happening right now? Isn't this the time of kombucha and clean eating? Well, Julie Meadows, a dietitian and professor at the University of Utah, she has a theory. She thinks it has something to do with these divisive political times we're living in.
In times of stress, people gravitate towards alcohol and sweets, right?
And for Utah's largely Latter-day Saint population, especially sweets. But she has another theory that's even simpler.
We also get bored really quickly with our food choices. We're kind of programmed to like variety.
Meadows says, of course, there isn't harm in the occasional cookie, but she's worried that for many, it's more than occasional. These companies encourage customers to treat themselves, to to cheat on their diets. And it's easy to start believing that you deserve this kind of treat every day. A treat that is around 750 calories and 50 grams of sugar per cookie.
They're so big. That just kind of makes me cringe.
So, is this a fad or not? Meadows says probably yes. But Jason McGowan, Crumbl's co-founder, is betting that it's not. And that it's not just for Utahns.
Every day we're proving, one, that maybe it's not a fad, and two, maybe it's for the whole United States.
Which is why Crumbl stores are steadily dotting the map. And why all these companies are encouraging you to give in a little. Because you deserve it, right? Lee Hale, KUER News.